Out on Decca Records this spring of 2025, Ashley Jackson's album of harp music, Take Me to the Water, for which she's both the arranger and performer. And she's here on the other line for a classical conversation at WGTE. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you, Mary Claire. It's really great to be here.
First of all, congratulations on the release. And how's it feel to see your album launch this spring?
It is very exciting and humbling. I actually just opened the CD for the first time, and it took a large village to make this possible. So I'm really excited to have it out there.
For those of us who are just getting to know you and your work, could you get us up to speed on your discography up till now and other projects you've done in past years?
Yes. So this is my second solo album. My first is titled Ananga, which was released by Bright Shiny Things. That came out a few years ago. And that album explores how African-American spirituals have shaped American music.
So you're definitely making your mark as a harpist. And of course, we as the listeners are the beneficiaries of all your hard work and your artistry. So I want to thank you for that. And also, just for a bit of backstory, could you tell us about how you first picked up music and what it was about the harp that engaged you?
So I am the middle of three sisters. So all three of us, we had to take piano lessons when we were young. So I was 5 years old when I began, and my first piano teacher, Dr. Bertie Johnson, recognized that I had a strong curiosity for music. And one way to satisfy that is to play different instruments. So at the time, her niece, who is a harpist, was looking for students for her studio, and she recommended me, I think because the harp and piano have similarities. So that's how my journey with harp began at age six. And over the years, what continues to captivate me and just leave me in awe is the sound. It's the sound of the instrument.
Take a deeper dive into the album itself here. What was your guiding vision for Take Me to the Water, and how did you implement that through your music selection and the overall flow of the program?
So, Mary Claire, when you think about water, you know, it's something that we all need. It sustains us. It gives us life. And when you think about it, water has kind of these dual purposes, so to speak, right? And so on the one hand, you can look at a body of water and realize that it can take you anywhere. It has a sense of endless possibilities. But at the same time, it also always feels like you're coming back home. So I wanted to capture those two feelings throughout the entire album.
There are a couple of pieces I noticed that are split into two parts, and I was curious to ask about whether those are essentially two different interpretations of the same piece, or if they're complementary pairings, or almost like two movements.
Going off this idea of feeling like you're coming back home, so with Deep River 1 and 2, we have two statements of the melody that we all love and cherish. But the second time it comes back, it feels very different. We've gone through so much turmoil, so much journeying to get there, so that when we hear it coming back again, it's more mature. And then for Take Me to the Water 1 and 2, the first is my solo harp sort of theme and variations on the melody. But because the album as a whole, so much of it is steeped in vocal music, I really was thrilled to have a choir join me. And so I wanted that to stand out and stand on its own.
Take me to the water.
Well, maybe this is a good point to give a shout out to some of those collaborators, the Harlem Chamber Players and the known MPLS choral ensemble. How did those collaborations unfold?
So the Harlem Chamber Players, I consider them my musical family, having lived and worked in New York for many years. I joined the group almost a decade ago, and so many of those musicians I've known for even longer than that. They're my best friend is in the ensemble. So, you know, when I'm in a recording session, I want to be my full self. And in order to do that, I surround myself with musicians that I trust. So the Harlem Chamber Players was a natural first choice for me. And the choral ensemble known MPLS was introduced to me by Julie Amaker at MPR in Minnesota. And I mentioned to her that I was looking for a gospel choir, and she immediately recommended them. And they're a young, sort of youth, young adult choir, and they got it right away and brought so much love and energy to the recording. So it worked beautifully.
I wondered if you could touch on the piece River Jordan. Am I correct remembering that is a piece that you wrote yourself?
Yes, it is. So River Jordan is a combination of two spirituals. The first, I'm going down to the River Jordan, and I came across that through a recording by Fannie Lou Hamer. And she sings it without any instrumentation, and it's just, it's raw, and it feels very open and vulnerable. So I wanted to capture that sense. She's also from the state of Mississippi, and I wanted to have that kind of southern, almost Appalachian feel to it. And then once we get through that, it opens up into really my improvisation on the melody of Deep River, just exploring the melody and different harmonies so that it sets us up for the Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Yeah, it seems like you were really intentional about the way you organized the whole album, like one piece flowing into the next.
Yes. So much of this album was inspired by my earliest musical experiences, going to church with my grandmother and just being in awe of how the emotional power of music really sustains the energy in the congregation. So I wanted to kind of keep my listeners engaged emotionally in that way.
I know you have a busy schedule leading up to the release here, so we'll keep it brief. But if there's one thing that you'd love for listeners to take away from our conversation today, what would that be?
You know, I think just a reminder that we have a choice. We can either let water divide us, or it can be something that brings us together. And so I think listeners to think about that choice and how we can remind ourselves daily of our shared humanity.
I've been speaking with harpist Ashley Jackson on her album, Take Me to the Water. Thank you again, Ashley. It's been great to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Mary Claire.